From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A 25-year-old federal contractor has now been accused and arrested after the Justice Department says she sent classified material to an online news outlet. The announcement came the same day as a report by The Intercept saying a classified document it obtained showed Russian military intelligence tried to hack into U.S. voter registration systems before last year's elections. An affidavit submitted by an FBI special agent said the woman arrested, Reality Lee Winner, admitted to printing classified intelligence, reporting and mailing it to a news outlet. The affidavit also says a U.S. intelligence community agency determined in its investigation that six people had printed the document, including Winner, and that she had emailed the contact with the unnamed news outlet. U.S. President Donald Trump again called for a travel ban from what he called dangerous countries, while criticizing what he sees as a politically correct effort to soften his originally executive order to block entry to people from a group of majority Muslim countries. He did so on Twitter, which followed tweets on the same topic blaming the Justice Department for a watered-down version of the ban that he signed after his original order was challenged in court. Britain held a nationwide minute of silence Tuesday to honor the victims of Saturday's terror attack in London. Counterterrorism police also carried out search at an address in a section of East London. British Prime Minister Theresa May said police are still working to determine the identities of all the victims. And London Mayor Sadiq Khan said at a vigil that the city will never be broken by terrorism. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack through its news agency. This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, told the U.N. Human Rights Council no country that violates human rights should be allowed to sit on the panel. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Haley said the United States is hosting a side meeting in Geneva on unrest in Venezuela, where she said the human rights situation is rapidly deteriorating. She said Venezuela is an example of a country that should not be on the council unless its own house is in order.
Being a member of this council is a privilege, and no country who is a human rights violator should be allowed a seat at the table.
Haley also expressed condolences on behalf of the United States to Britain for the recent terror attack on the London Bridge and said the U.S. stands firm with that nation in its fight against extremism. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson reaffirmed his nation's commitment to the Asia-Pacific region, both in terms of national security and economic interests, on Tuesday during his first official trip to New Zealand. At home, Mr. Trump's administration has been plagued by questions over the links of his inner circle to the Russian government. Tillerson said Trump had told him to improve ties with Russia regardless of the U.S. political backdrop.
Today, our relationships with Russia are at a very low point, and they've been deteriorating. So the president asked me to begin a re-engagement process with Russia to see if we can first stabilize that relationship so that it does not deteriorate further. And then can we identify areas of mutual interest where perhaps we can begin to rebuild some level of trust and some level of confidence that there are areas where we can work together.
Tillerson, who flew in from Australia earlier in the day, made the comments after a meeting with the New Zealand Prime Minister Bill English, during which they discussed issues including trade, climate change, and security. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces launched an offensive Tuesday to capture the northern city of Raqqa from Islamic State militants. The SDF has been working since November to encircle Raqqa, the de facto capital of Islamic State, which the militants have held since 2014. Lieutenant General Steve Townsend, who commands the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, said the battle for Raqqa will be long and difficult, but will deliver a decisive blow to Islamic State's claim of holding a physical caliphate, according to a coalition statement. Qatar's foreign minister said Tuesday that Kuwait had asked Qatar's ruling Emir to postpone a speech and allow more time to resolve the crisis that erupted when Saudi Arabia and other countries broke ties with Qatar. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.